Back with you at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Remember to listen to the show on the go. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. You can also listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That's streamysr.com. Remember, normal data rates apply. Well, it has been a while since we've had a chance to visit with our good friend Steve Habel from Horns Illustrated and Texas Athletic Director Steve Patterson. He introduced the newest member of the Longhorn family, talking about their new head men's basketball coach, Shaka Smart, and he inked a 7-year deal, and I'm very anxious to learn more about the new leader of the Longhorns. Good evening, Steve. How are things on this Friday night?
Everything is wonderful. Thanks for having me, Alyssa.
You bet. Well, there is a great sense of excitement and anticipation on this new hire. Tell me, Steve, why was Shaka the right man for the job?
Well, he's enthusiastic, he's young, he brings a lot to the table as far as hard work and reputation. The last 6 years, when Coach Smart was at VCU, he amassed 163 wins, which ties him with Brad Stevens for the most ever by a coach in 6 years, his first 6 years as a head coach. Obviously, he knows what he's doing, and, there a lot of people felt there needed to be a change in Texas. I wasn't necessarily one of those, but... if you're going to change, I guess you go to the top of the list with Shaka Smart.
What kind of connections, though, does he have within the state of Texas? I mean, Steve, we talked about this many times on the show. I mean, this is a hotbed for recruiting basketball talent.
You know, he doesn't have a lot of connections with Texas. In fact, he said during his press conference season he had never been to Austin. He'd been to Houston and Dallas and San Antonio, of course, when he in the Final Four, but he doesn't have a lot here, but he's already reaching out, making connections with the Texas Letterman. He's already working the recruits. He's doing all the right things, but it's only been a week. We'll see how he it's a long road here, and there's supposedly a lot of work to do. I mean, Texas has a great basketball tradition, and started way back and then continued with Coach Abe Lemons in the 70s and 80s, and then rekindled with Tom Penders, and then renewed again by Coach Barnes. 16 of the last 17 years in the NCAAs is a pretty good record as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, we are in the Big 12 Conference right now, visiting and going one-on-one with Steve Habel from Horns Illustrated, and obviously some curiosity on my part. Tell us about his style, his brand of basketball. You were talking about he's young, he's enthusiastic. I'm sure that those practices, there's going to be a high intensity, and they're going to get after it on the defensive end.
Well, Coach Smart is famous for his havoc attack, which is basically a full-court press and shoot within the first 20 seconds of the shot clock. He's not shy about sending guys out there in waves and chasing the ball down. So it'll be an interesting departure for Texas, especially on the offensive end. They've been more regimented. Coach Barnes was never a great offensive basketball coach. I don't think he's had some great offensive basketball players, but not necessarily his system as far as an offensive attacking system. Coach Smart does bring that to the table. He wants to shoot. He wants to score. He wants to bring people to the arena. They've had 66 consecutive sellouts at the arena, at the VCU arena that he left, which was, I think, tied for fifth in the nation as far as consecutive sellout streaks. So people like to see his team play. And that's one of the things that Steve Patterson talked about, is that Shaka Smart's teams bring people to the arena.
Well, with the roster that he has inherited, how do you see them fitting into his style of system?
Well, the main thing, the question right now is if Isaiah Taylor, the talented Texas point guard, decides to turn pro or stay. If he decides to stay, I think the system fits very well for him. Isaiah is a very kinetic player. He really wants to run. He wants to get after you. But if they lose Taylor, they still have some people that can run the system. Texas is heavy on big men. They can, they led the nation in shot blocks last year, block shots. So, and Coach Smart recognizes that. He understands that he needs to get the ball down low to the talent that he has. So it'll be an interesting way, to see how Shaka does. I mean, there's a matter of the fact that he's coached at a mid-major program. That's where his success has been, and now he's coaching at a conference where every game, every night is of national importance. So there's a big difference in the two things.
Hey, we are glad you're with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. We'd love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter, at eRadioSports, as we are shining the spotlight on the Texas Longhorns. Our good friend Steve Habel from Horns Illustrated is joining us. Tell the listeners across the country, Steve, where they can check out your work.
The best place to get anything from Horns Illustrated is our website, hornsillustrated.com. And we have a special offer. If you put in a code 2015 Horns,
okay,
then you can get a half price on the yearly subscription to the magazine and the digital product.
You know, curious, obviously football is king at Texas and the prominent sport at UT. How big of a concern would that be for Coach Smart working at a predominantly football school?
Well, he says it's going to be fine with him. I think that's, you know, I've been on record saying that the Texas job is the best job in the nation for a great basketball coach because the pressure is not there. I mean, you're in the background even when you have a great team because football is so prevalent. You know, the facilities at Texas for basketball are first rate. The players that Texas get are for the most part first rate, and it's up to the coaches to do what they are going to do with the team. So they, you know, Coach Smart knows that he will come in here and he will not be the top dog like he was the top dog at VCU. I mean, but I think that he's driven to make Texas basketball even better than it has been. So it's an interesting dynamic at Texas, the basketball thing. I think it's a great job. I think that the players are there to make Texas basketball good. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of making it happen.
Well, I know that you have always had a tremendous amount of respect for Rick Barnes, and obviously he landed on his feet quickly. He's now at Tennessee. A fresh start can be a good thing because sometimes programs, they go through these stretches where they just become stale.
Yeah, and I think the players said some of that, too, in their press conferences around Shaka Smart's hiring. You know, Barnes is an old-school coach, and there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, he'd been pretty successful, over 700 wins in his career, and you know, 406 or so of those at Texas. He's 409 something. But he, you know, maybe it was time for a change. I mean, I'm a coach's guy. You know that, Alyssa.
Right.
I know how hard it is to be a coach, how hard it is to be successful at the game, coaching it, and especially at the highest level. And you know, I think my opinion is that I don't really like the way that Texas handled the situation with Coach Barnes, especially after the fact that Coach Barnes was told by Steve Patterson that he would have his job next year, and then it was taken from him. But you know, the proof is in the pudding. I don't disagree that Shaka Smart will do a great job here. I think that he's going to be an infusion of talent and enthusiasm, and maybe that's what the program needs.
Well, a nice exit strategy, I would say, by Rick Barnes. I mean, obviously, as we had said, he lands on his feet at Tennessee and signs a six-year contract worth, almost $2.5 million. So that's not too bad.
Yeah. He's going to make about the same as he was making at Texas. He's going to be playing in a bigger arena. Of course, he's in the same situation at Tennessee that he was at Texas. He's not going to be the top dog there. But, you know, when he was introduced over there, their athletic director said that they would sure be happy to get into the NCAA's 16 years out of 17. And, you know, Coach Barnes is a great coach. I mean, he's a great coach and a great guy. He was a great guy to work with. And we'll miss him here. But, you know, the page has been turned, and we'll deal with what we deal with.
Okay, Steve, we are quickly running out of time, and I know you're a golf aficionado. Talk to me about the Masters 2015. Who is your favorite to win the green jacket? This is such a special time of year.
Spieth is playing great golf. And I think the course sets up for him well at Augusta. My pick actually is Jimmy Walker to win the tournament. He hits it long. He's an everyman, an all shucks kind of golfer who gets it done. And you know, I think that's the only thing that's missing from Walker's resume over the past 2 years is winning a major. And I think he could do it this week.
What about Jordan Spieth? Since we're talking about Texas.
Well, that's what I was saying early on. I've followed those guys. A couple weeks ago, literally in their group in San Antonio, when Walker outplayed Spieth down the stretch, Spieth, the course sets up for him wonderful, and he's a great player. You know, I wouldn't be surprised at all if he wins. He had a great practice round on Wednesday with Ben Crenshaw and Tiger Woods. That was the talk of the town, and that had to be fun to be be watching those guys play together.
Hey, Steve Habel has been with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. I want to say a very special thank you to all of our amazing guests and our lineup. Talking some MLB with our very own Andy Pondillo, Lee Klein, the contributor with Slam Magazine, Peter Golenbach, the author of Red Sox Nation, Dallas Mavericks head coach Rick Carlisle, and Mitch Lawrence, longtime NBA columnist. I mean, Lisa Walker Campbell encouraging you not to drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports, the Big E Sports Show. Join us online at Twitter, @eRadioSports.